We'll start.
I was here most of the time.
He's going to see something interesting now. He's going to describe the Shari Tshuva, the relationship between Charata, regret, and Aziva Sacheit, and the decision and real commitment to stopping to do the Aveira. The question is, which one comes first? Do you say, look, you can commit all you want, but at the end of the day, you got to regret what you did. Work on it. Understand the problem. Excuse me. And then make a full commitment that you're going to stop. Or do you say, oh, you got to stop first? After you stop, then you can start figuring out regret, not regret. You don't have time for that right now. So he says it actually depends. It actually depends on what the nature of what the person is. And I'm gonna learn this from you the way I understand what he's saying. Okay. The way I understand what he's saying is that if a person, they don't have a their overall mahalach in life, their overall, way they do things is they're good, whatever, but they happen to be, they mess up once in a while. So he says, on that case, Harata, he's got to be involved in Harata first. The losim yagum beliba to realize how bad the chait is, for his nefesh nano mara kalana, he's got to make it bitter and Hashem b'nafshay. And only after that, and continue working on his Yerushalayim until nochin batuach b'Hashem, until he is fully liboy batuach b'Hashem, kim yosef yavar b'ayetzev v'kisheu kifam b'vam. If not, he's not going to be able to withstand it. So he's going to understand what was so bad. So I'm usually pretty good. I messed up on Lashon Hara. No, but you understand even one word of Lashon Hara is bad. What did you do? He's not one word of Lashon Hara. It's terrible. And you got to recriminate himself that it's bad. And then that will help him in his Aziva process. Why? Because that's not really his nature. His nature is not he's a bad guy, even in that area. It's just he slips up too often. So the biggest protection to protect him from that will be the charata. However, says Rabbeinu, but the person that is constantly doing it, because I'm doing it over and over again. For this guy, it's not a one-time thing. So thinking about how bad the thing is not going to help you. And he said, and Pshat is, the depth of what he's saying is like this. Because the marshal was there, brings a marshal. He's holding a sheretz, which makes you tummy. He's holding a sheretz, which makes you tummy. And he goes into the mikveh because of the tumah that he got by holding on to the sheretz. So what does that help? You're in the mikveh, you're still holding the sheretz. Which, what's the yisod of that mashal? The yisod of the mashal is that the same thing which made you tummy the first time is going to make you tummy the second time. What was the point? Right? So what's he saying? What he's saying is that a person who has gone down the road of certain actions for long enough that that has become his second nature, the first nature, whatever. That's become just the way he does it. It's now become a midah of his. He is a baal lashon hara. He enjoys it. He speaks it. He engages in it. He looks for it. He wants it. That's how he gets attention. It's a whole thing. Part of who he is now. So what's he going to say? Oh, the shahar is really bad. So that's going to be a tefillah. He's going to, for a few minutes, he's going to try to get out of it. But the sheretz is still there. What's the sheretz? The sheretz is not the avera. The sheretz is the midah of the person. The sheretz is that which caused them to do it in the first place. So if he does not address the source of the problem, then he's not going to fix the problem.
Being a little bit of inspiration is not gonna.
Yeah. Right. The first guy, it's not his shirish, it's not his midah. He messes up once in a while. He's not paying attention or he's not up to his game. So if he, the more he realizes how dangerous it is, the more he'll, right? The more
Pay attention.
he'll pay attention. But this guy, it's not about that at this point. It's too late for that. So for him, what he's got to do is he's got to get down to the shayrish of what that avera is for him and what makes him tick and why is it such a problem for him? And then from there he can go from there.
Not to do cold turkey. Just quit. Saying that's very hard to do. It's like anger on
No, he's
pain.
saying the cold turkey. He's got to work on getting out the sheresh. He's got to throw out the sheretz. That is the tshuva. You can't do the tshuva until you've d identified and started attacking the sheresh. Okay. So it's a very interesting concept he's saying. Okay. But you need a new lifestyle. Let's take a guy, let's say a guy, I don't know, let's say a guy smoke, he drinks every once in a while. It's not good for him that he drinks every once in a while. It's not good. It's not a good habit. Why is it not a good habit? For health reasons, for emotional reasons, for a Shalom Bayis reasons. It's not good. Okay, so you can start thinking, you know what? It's really actually pretty bad what I'm doing. But once a guy is an alcoholic, he knows it's bad. He's done this a million times. It's so bad, he does it again. Why? The problem is not that he has a deeper issue than that he likes alcohol. Usually, he has other issues. There's issues that he's searching. He needs something else. He has something else which is pulling him. So, until he addresses those, it's going to be very difficult to have what percentage of alcoholics that try to stop go back? Very high. Because the issue was never that he liked alcohol. That's not the problem. The problem is that they have something wrong with their nefesh, they're not stable. They have no satisfaction elsewhere. So they need to artificially make themselves happy. Or whatever the psychology is.
Drugs too. Drugs and prostitutions have a very high rate of return.
And gambling.
Oh, gambling, yeah.
Right.
All the vices.
Yeah. Because the point is that it was never about the thing itself. So the Melo, that's like what we're talking about. So at that point, what's he gonna do? Oh, it's so bad. I'm doing tshuva. What tshuva? Are you gonna stop for a week? You're not addressing the issue. So for him, he has to do the full azima first. So he gets to the bottom of it. He has to understand what's going on. And address it, and then from there you can go on to karata. Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So I have a I don't know if I told you I met this guy.